3HXS Mobile.
KJ4, CTT Mobile.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the call. I bumped my VFO. Dave here, KB2HXS.
Dave, I was talking to Tom earlier. KJ4, Charlie Tango Delta.
Yes. Yes, I was talking to Tom a little bit ago. Lucky him.
Earlier that I was driving into work, and I didn't know I was on the old people and their aches and pains channel.
Oh, man. Okay, I deserve that.
Love it, N4ZLK.
What about all old people and aches and pains? Hi, Shane.
Dave, I had the microphone in my hand to make a comment about. I'm glad I'm not old. But anyway, good one, Wyatt. I gotta go. I had to jump in there. N4ZLK. And I'm not gonna talk about aches and pains.
Yep, though, that was good. I like that. That was good. Jumping in there right off the bat. Hey, Dave, you're hurting. Goodbye, Shane. Nice talking with you. KB2HXS.
And the wire man, and he was closed. And apparently he's closed Thursday and Fridays now.
Guys, go ahead, Shane.
I lied. I said I was going to jump out, and then I came back. I was just busy, but I couldn't help myself to jump in there, Dave. Good to hear you. Wyatt, good to hear you, too. And now I'm gone for good for right now. N4ZLK. Yeah, he almost said he was gone for good.
I know. He's like a bad penny. He keeps turning up. You know how them truck drivers are.
What I was saying was that the wire man is apparently now closed on Thursdays and Fridays. So don't come up here if you...
Okay, did you not call before you went up? I mean, that's kind of like the sensible thing to do.
I were out of my way on my way home by a whole whopping 1.5 miles. So I just figured, well, I'm on my way home. I kind of need a little rope. I'll swing by, see if there's anybody there.
Okay, all right, well, as long as you didn't drive too far out of the way. I'm kind of stuck here on 290 in Duncan by the construction here. I'm stuck in this left lane. Everybody getting on the highway with the left on-ramp closed here. What a pain in the butt.
Well, you know, the traffic was terrible everywhere today. It's not close enough to be Christmas-related, but there was still a lot of people. When I was coming up 25 from down at Donaldson, and it was just wall to wall, and they weren't stopping at the school, so I don't know what the deal is.
I got a break. I got out of the lane. Yay! Yeah, I took a little time off after my first call. Let me see if I got it. Yeah, I took a little time off after my first call. I met my wife and the grandkids over at the Greenville Convention Center over there. Or what they call the Expedition Center, whatever the heck they call it, over there off of Pleasantburg, and they have a big Christmas thing going on. Tom said he saw it on TV, but man, it was huge. A lot of vendors in there, and they had a Christmas village set up. Grandkids had a great time.
It's the same show that's also in Anderson, and they were there like right before Thanksgiving. And, I don't know what anybody else calls the convention center you went to. I call it Old Textile Hall, but, you know, anyway, that's where they used to have the textile conventions. I have no idea what it's called anymore.
You know, all I say is I went to the show. You know, it doesn't matter where it is. Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. We walked around and, we took the kids there a couple of months ago for Comic-Con. There was Comic-Con Junior, and then we took them to the big Comic-Con earlier this year. Where we haven't taken them yet is the Ren Fair up in North Carolina. I think Christian, excuse me, just a little bit too young to really understand and enjoy it. Excuse me. And then Paisley is going to be 11 on Sunday, and she would probably enjoy the heck out of it, but... You can't take one without the other, you know.
You take them to the RV show. I think that's the second weekend in January. No, I'm just kidding. They probably have a blast there, too, but you never know.
Yeah, that's more of a pop-pop and a mammy show. You know, I don't think the kids will like that one.
And then I keep not liking what I'm seeing. I don't know what it is.
The RVers, you know, I just don't have the financial backing to really make me buy an RV and then maintain it, and I don't do that kind of camping. You know, if I want to go, I just get in the car and go.
Tent camping, and the last time we did tent camping, my wife was like, nope, don't want to do it this way anymore. I'm like, okay, well, then that's going to be an RV, and I have specific requirements for an RV, of which is being a max length to the tongue of 28 feet. So, you know, that does get me into all the ultralights, which is, you know, what I can actually pull with a half-ton truck. It is what it is.
I just wanted to, we have a pretty good idea. It's only like a 24-foot self-contained. I don't want to tow anything, you know. If we get to an area and we can rent the car, if we get somewhere we're going to stay for a couple of days, I'll rent the vehicle.
I'm looking for a toy hauler because I have toys, and I would like to haul them. Toy haulers are not well known for creature comforts, but, you know, you can take your toys with you. We have firm agreement. Not going to spend more than 2 weeks out of a year in a camper. Won't do it. We're not buying it to live in.
Gotcha. Yeah, a buddy of mine just downsized. He has a 32-footer. He's going to drive over to Pennsylvania. Well, he lives on Long Island, so he's going to get over to Pennsylvania Saturday and pick up his new 24-footer. So, now I'm in school traffic. Oh, well.
And speaking of old people with complaints and whatnot, I see N0TR there. So, go ahead, pick it up, Tom.
Don't do it. He's making fun of us.
Since you're a tall man. No, I just get ready to pull out of the drive, and I wanted to ask you, Dave, you got children. Have you ever taken them to the air park in the air park restaurant, which is only a few blocks over there to the downtown airport? They really like that.
The Greenville Municipal Airport, that one?
Yes, sir. They got a beautiful park for the kids. They'd just be thrilled to death when it's warm. And there's a little restaurant there, and it's a very fine restaurant for, you know, it's like a cafe, sort of like the Little Rebel or something like that. Very nice people. And you can sit there and watch airplanes take off and land.
Park for the old folks to sit while the grandkids run around?
Ha, ha, ha.
Because, you know, the makes and pains, you know what we got, Tom.
Certainly. I'm sure there is. And they're getting ready to expand that to make it just magnificent down there, that area. I can't explain the development, but it's for that park, and so people can watch the air traffic and all of that. But the park that's there now is very nice for children. Anyways, I'm just going to run a few blocks up here to get some chicken feed, and I thought I'd throw that in there to you because I guarantee you, you will like it, even if you drive over there when it's cold and just look it over. This is N0TR.
KB4CBA.
There goes the neighborhood. Go ahead, Dave. There's another gentleman in here, too, and I use that term loosely, gentlemen. KB2HXS. Now I can't talk. Go ahead, Dave.
Let me jump in. Clear with y'all. I got a wireless phone call. KJ4CTD, clear.
Let me make sure I got it. Okay. I was just going to say, Dave, or Tom, who's the one that hadn't been to that park there, the airport, the downtown airport, if you have a 2-meter rig that, that receives the aviation bands, you can, frequencies, you can program them in, and you can sit there and listen to the tower, and the pilots, you know, while as they're coming in and taking off.
Good day, good talk with you. Let me see if I got it now. I think it's just me and you, Dave. I think Tom said he backed out. I'm not sure, but I shall leave a extended pause. But I used to work at the airports years ago. When I lived on Long Island, I worked at MacArthur Airport. Ooh, I'm on the tracks now. Jeez. I used to know the frequencies, and my radio at the house can receive it, off my antenna and a tower and stuff. So, I used to do that all the time.
Yeah, Dave's right. And my mobile unit here is programmed for that, Dave. And I'm not talking on the radio. As I drive down to the kids' south of 14 and Pelham, I always scan the airport there. And Donaldson got to be pretty close. And also the downtown airport. And it's really enjoyable. Good point, Dave. Well, I'm just a couple of blocks from the chicken feet place, so I'll let you go. And good talking to you, but... it's only a few blocks. Dave could probably tell you closer, but enjoy. This is Angel 3R. Clear. Go ahead, Dave.
The only airport I know about, other than GSP, is the downtown airport, which is, turn there, Dunkin' Donuts. Not Dunkin', I'm sorry. Oops. Krispy Kreme. I used to sit when I worked at John Finger. I'd get my lunch, and I would. There were two huge parking lots that were empty because the stores had closed, and so I would sit under a tree and in the shade. And I would, set my radio to, or dial my radio up to the tower frequency and for the downtown airport there, and to sit there and listen to them. I could hear Atlanta. Yeah, I've got all those all these frequencies programmed into the radio.
Let's see if I got this. I know what that's the airport I think Tom was talking about, the one over where he used to work over there, behind the Krispy Kreme. Gotta say Krispy Kreme. Now I want a Krispy Kreme. I can hear from my home antenna, I can hear GSP, Atlanta, everything. Man, that thing has got a good reach.
I distinctly remember hearing Tom say that he was going to run down to get some chicken feed, so I think we should have asked for a video of that run, because I've yet to see a video of Tom running anywhere.
That's two. I'm out, Dave. Dave one, Dave two. Enjoy, GR.
Well, and one bit further, I would have offered him a ride. Heck, I don't want to see the man hurt himself. See you, Tom. NCOTR in the group, KP2HX. Go ahead, Dave.
4CPA. Well, I have to give Tom a hard time. I know he's just going to give it right back, so I don't really have to worry too much about that. I just wait for it, because I know it's coming. But anyway, well, those were the days, I tell you. And there was this guy, a couple of guys that would come to that parking lot, and they had a electric car, radio controlled, and man, that thing would fly. Man, he would just zip zoom all over the place, and he would pull up right to my door and just sit there for a few seconds. And I can't tell you how many times I've been tempted to start the car up and run over it.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's funny you say wait for it to come around again. Well, when I checked on the radio a little bit ago when the other station was in there, oh, my gosh, I can't think of his name now. But he jumped all over me. He's like, are you the same Dave that was talking to Tom about your aches and pains? I was like, oh, man, wow. That got me good on that one.
You got to get your punches in where you can, when and where. And, you know, I imagine Tom's ears are burning right now. But anyway, I tell you. Well, I am just took my vehicle to Toyota Easily. That's where I bought it, and let them fix something that they boogered up. And I called them. And they were supposed to rotate my tires. I hope they did. But anyway, and then in February, I drive a 23 4Runner. It's the off-road TRD series, and so it sets up real high. It's got the big tires on it for four-wheel drive and all that. So anyway, so I'm headed back home, but I've got to stop on Wade Hampton at Henry's and pick up some supper.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm about 5 minutes out to the house. I'm on Gap Creek Road here. Just come through that nasty four-way stop there by the M&J restaurant. So I'm going to take the missus down to the Clock restaurant down on in Greer there. And maybe I'll see if I can coax her to get an ice cream.
For CBA. Yeah, no. Oh, man, I tell you, that's one thing I really miss. Because I don't eat sugar anymore. It's just a choice I made. And and I really miss that soft serve ice cream. I mean, they make low carb ice cream. I eat that, but they don't make a soft serve that I know of that's low carb. Well, I tell you, that would be nice.
If I want ice cream, I'm going full on. Go to Andy's Custards and get a concrete or something or a jackhammer, but I'm not going to give up my ice cream that quick. I've definitely cut my sugar down, as a conscious effort to cut my sugar. No more sugar in the coffee, just a little splash of creamer, and that's it. And I'm beginning to enjoy the taste again. And the old finger joints is helping that. But anyway, yeah, I just got a couple of minutes to the house here, Dave. I'm gonna hang the mic up here and just concentrate on getting home.
Oh, that would probably be a good thing. You don't want any holes in your garage or anything like that. So, I guess it's time to say 73s. And you have a good rest of the day. And I'll talk to you later on. 73s, KP4 CPA.
All right, Dave, good to talk with you again. KB4 CBA, KB2HXS, excuse me, 73. I'm going to be home here in about 2 minutes, so I just want to, the sun's in my face here, so I just want to be careful.
Dave, SKI4DOS, KB2HXS. Dave, your boat didn't sink?
No, sir. I was going to call you this week. I've been slammed, like you wouldn't believe what he calls. Can I call you?
Yeah, I'll be around. No problem there. Just give me a call. And now that I found that your boat didn't sink and you made it back home safely, we'll get over there and bring you this thing I got over here in my yard for you.
Oh, man, that would be fantastic. Well, I'll get you on the phone tomorrow, and we'll make those arrangements.
Sound good. You be careful getting on over to the house, and glad you had a good day. We'll talk to you later. 73, my friend, KB2HXS, KI4DOS Mobile.
All right, Gary, have a good afternoon. I'm out. KB2HXS.
If Dave doesn't call you, Dave doesn't call you, I'll call you late for supper.
Call me as long as you call me before supper, or to supper. I tell people all the time, Dave, that there's two things hams like to do, and that's talk and eat.
I'd call him a squid.
But I'm an air squid. I'm not one of them boat squids.
I don't care for a year and a half, but all I was out there on that stupid bobbin thing was for carrier calls, and then I got transferred to the P3s. Anyways, Dave, for your information, they call, and don't you try it, but amongst us guys that were in, you know, Marines are jarheads, and Navy guys are squids, and I can't remember the Army guys. Can you, Gary? Yes, General T.R. Go ahead, Dave. Pick it up.
I mean, I knew that the Navy guys were called that, so I was kind of thinking to myself, isn't that like the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, you know. But anyway, I wasn't going to say anything.
Dave, I called myself an Airedale because, we were in P3s and we didn't have a tail hook, so I didn't have to worry about that. So, anyway, and Tom, I don't remember what they called them guys in the Army, but I had three brother-in-laws that were all Army. So anytime we got together, I had to put up with a bunch of garbage.
This is NJR OTR. Yeah, Dave, for your information, we were at different times, different years, stationed at the same air base there at the last, up in Mountain View, California, on the four engine turboprops. But I can't remember it either. But, you know, Marines, they really don't like that unless you, give them a Semper Fi first, and then you might get away with it. But that's about all. Usually they'll come back with a hoorah, and it's all good amongst us guys. And it was many years ago, Gary. I think about 54, 56 years ago, something like that.
Today, but. Well, you know, our buddy Chris over there, he's a Marine, and I told him a long time ago, I said, you know, Marines are like a bunch of bananas. They'll start out green, turn yellow, and die in bunches.
Oh, that's cold. Yeah, Chris and I chip back and forth, and he knows it, and he's a great guy. I always enjoy talking to him. I need to get up there and see him, but... Well, when he's having this surgery and all, it's going to tie me down for quite a while, and that's good. I'm glad to be with her. That's all I can say about that, and she's worth every penny of it. Well, guys, I got to back up here and try to slide this. I can't lift it anymore, this chicken feet off, and get a two-wheeler and put it up in the tin barn. Before it starts getting too cold for this old man. So, great to hear you, Gary. And nice hearing you last night. You do a fantastic job. Say hi to Joy. And Nate, we'll catch you later. I've talked to you several times already. This is Enduro TR-73s.
Well, we've talked several times today. Gary, learn by, I guess, watching the movies. All the the guys in the military, they can mess with each other, and they can call each other names, and you know, they may, you know, get in a shouting match or whatever, but you, if you're a civilian and you started that kind of stuff, you'd have every branch of the military on top of you.
That's pretty well true, Dave, and, but we have a lot of fun with it, any way you look at it. Unfortunately, I have arrived here at the house. I backed into my truck's favorite parking spot, as Mr. Ray used to say. So I'm going to jump out, take my dog food in, and all this other stuff I got in here, unload the truck. You be safe out there. Good talking to you and Tom for just a minute this afternoon. We'll say 73 for now. Hopefully we'll do it again real soon, and I'll hear you on the sideman net maybe tonight. 73 there, young man. Take care. KB4CBA, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hey, always a pleasure, and you take care, and enjoy the rest of the day, and always a pleasure, and gosh, I forgot your call. So anyway, this is this is KP4CBA Mobile, and I'll be clear.
Good day, Mr. It's KI4DOS. The only call you really need to know is your own, so I guess that's all right. 73, Tom, if you're still listening, KI4DOS, mobile clear.
KI4DOS, KP4CBA. That's a little bit better. Talk to you later, Gary.